Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever done a field trip? Maybe when you were in school? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and we do a lot of different Girl Scout field trips here at the radio station.
Yeah, a lot of kids come in here, want to see the radio station.
We have a group of about 10 people that are in the studio right now.
They look like they're sixth graders. No, I'm just kidding.
No, not right. Not quite sixth graders. And this is all because of Mix listener Holly, who sent us a question into the text roulette question line. And the question was, do you do tours? Holly, tell everybody, what is this group of people that you brought in? Because I said, yeah, we do tours. Who wants to come to the station?
So we are here. We're Lake Country Friends 50 plus. We're a social group.
Did you guys hear that? 50 plus.
50 plus.
Lake
yes.
Country Friends. They're from all over southeastern Wisconsin. We have one woman. You're from Dodge. She drives all the way up from Dodge County.
Dodge County.
Isn't that amazing?
A yeah.
So shout out. Who's all in the room? Who's all here?
Just yell names.
Pam. Mary from Appleton.
Andy, Andre, Glendale.
Okay.
Michelle, Delafield.
Pam, Iron Ridge.
Yep.
Gail, Raymond, Wisconsin.
Gail and Raymond, Wisconsin.
Craig from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Craig.
Mary from New Berlin.
All right. It's right down the street.
Who are these folks back here?
Oh, yeah. Jeff from New Berlin.
Okay.
Penny from Greendale.
So this is such a great idea, Holly. Here, Holly, come back on the mic here. What kind of things do you guys do besides radio station tours?
We do all different kinds of activities. We go to plays, we go to dinners, so we just do all different kinds of things. Music events.
Holly, we did a music event.
We sure did, a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
You guys have met before?
Yes,
I have met Holly. When Holly walked in, I didn't say anything because I was like, oh, wait a minute, we'll just do this on the air.
Wait, what's
I know
the past?
Exactly.
What's the history here?
It was a dance event.
It was a dance event and gambling at the same time.
Yeah.
Like 100th and Good Hope.
Yeah.
And it was like live something.
And you told me about this group.
Yeah,
that's right.
I sure
yeah.
did. I invited you to our summer picnic.
I'm so busy. That's my problem. But that's why I wanted you to come here. So this is really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does anybody have any questions here about the radio station that they want to get on the microphone and ask or anything that you've, or did you, is this what you thought it was going to be? Did you think the studio was this big or small? Who's not shy? I know some of you aren't shy. Who wants to talk?
I thought it was going to be a lot
bigger. Wait, step up to
bigger?
The mic. Step up, what's your name again?
I'm Andy.
Andy.
I thought it was going to be a lot bigger, a lot more complicated. You're running everything off of a few laptops, basically.
You're so right.
Pretty much so.
And truthfully, when people come into the studio and say, we thought it was going to be a much larger studio,
yes.
We always say, this studio is actually pretty
this is pretty good
compared
size.
To right. what, because uh-huh. as you pointed out, you just need a laptop and a microphone and a small mixing board, and you can be doing this out of a closet, which we're a lot of us did during COVID.
Yeah, we had to do it out of a closet.
I was thinking more in the days of maybe the old-fashioned ways when there was a big consoles that physically required all kinds
and they
of
had all the, yeah, the reels.
Computerized.
Yeah, reel-to-reel tape and, right, and stuff,
right.
Sure.
You're
yeah.
right, so yes. much of it is digital. So much of digital.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, they're going to be hanging out with us the whole hour, but we are so excited about this text line that we have and this segment, Text Roulette, because when we say you can ask anything, you can ask anything. This started from Holly asking, do you do tours?
And then we answered that on the air. Yeah, we absolutely do.
And we connected, and now here we are. And everybody's got their cameras out filming.
The group is here.
Now, where can you meet Lake? Where can people connect with Lake Country friends?
So there is an app to download. It's called Meetup. And then you would look for Lake Country Friends 50 plus.
Well, and I think about people that That's maybe perfect. Are looking divorced, mm-hmm. single, that
single,
too.
Married. They can all come and join us and have a great time.
Yeah. And meet new people. Maybe you're new to the area and you're trying to be connected and things like that.
Holly,
this would be a great
absolutely.
Way to do it, too.
Holly, let me ask you this. How many of you play pickleball in this room? They all do. Well, two?
A lot.
I'm totally into pickleball. I thought this would be something that your Lake Country friends should do. If you do that, I'll join you.
Radar wants to join.
How about coming to a bungee jumping class?
I'm going to go with pickleball.
A bungee jumping class?
Yeah, so it's called Swoop. And we're going to take a class on March 22nd.
Oh, my.
Come and get some exercise
on. I don't know if my pelvic floor can handle that.